Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, citizens from around the world. The planet is listening to the world's first politic talk show, Mick Williams Cyberline, coming at you by the internet coast to coast by satellite and podcast. Good evening, wherever you are. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Mick Williams is my name. And Politech is my business. So we are here. Well, I'm here. Video Bob is off for the holiday. Oh, and by the way, I have to get this out for the people in the back room, 1,000 miles below the Earth's crust. This is show for 2 July 2022. And for the people that know what we're talking about, it's record number 22-27-1. So there you go. A lot of things going on I want to talk about. Yes, I have been gone a while. Took a little bit of a sabbatical. And thank you very much for your kind words, wanting to know, where the hell did he go? I'm surprised that much traffic in my email got that far. But I'm alive and well, and I'm doing okay. So anyway, Bob is out for the holiday, and we thought about doing the best of. Well, I've been gone for 3 shows, and this would have been 4 that were best of. So I decided, I'll come in and do it. So that's what I'm doing. And thank you to our social media czarina, Amy Lynn, who's been keeping up with the pages, keeping you up to date with the current news on the Cyberline page. And don't forget, you can also go out to our website, cyber-line.com, and you will find all of the different links, podcasts and everything, and even the USA Radio link that's there. It's in, can't miss it, it's in all caps. And you click that, and you'll be able to hear us over the network on pretty much any device. It's a Spreaker feed. So if you can do Spreaker, you know, you have a Spreaker app even, you can do that as well. A lot of things have happened since I've been gone. When we last left our Politech travelers, we were going through a bit of a phase. And one is that we lost our Dallas affiliate, KBDT, in Dallas, and the people that owned it sold it off to another group that basically does Asian broadcasting. And Charlie Jones and I were the last to be heard on KBDT that night, and about 20 seconds into the USA News, we were gone. That was it. End of 4 years being on in Dallas. Sadly, we do not have an affiliate in Dallas at this time. Will we? I don't know. It's a tough market. Too many big conglomerates owning up too much pie. So we'll have to see how that goes. The other thing was I had checked in on the Asians. They were supposed to be doing the Vietnamese format, and I was kind of shocked. The transmitter stayed on, had a carrier signal, but they weren't there. And I figured, well, gosh, guys, I figured you'd have like a wraparound thing saying coming to this channel in Vietnamese or doing something. So a couple weeks ago, I was tuning in, and sure enough, there they are, and they're doing okay. And I thought I heard something, like I was listening the other day, and I thought I heard somebody talking about blockchain in Vietnamese. And it went by real quick. I thought I heard the word blockchain in English and then, you know, Vietnamese in between. So I have some Vietnamese friends. I'm going to have them listen to it. I'm curious to see what format they are. So far, it sounds like a talk format. I wish them well. We've got we had two other stations. One of them went Punjabi. And this station sold a station, or this group sold a station, made money off of it, then came back around, bought our station, and got it for a steal. And therefore, now they're back in the market with the Vietnamese format. So there's now 2 Vietnamese, 1 Punjabi. And then the rest is DESI, which is a music format in Indian, and that's pretty much all up on the FM dial. So anyway, as I said when we left, wished them well. Hope they're doing good. And who knows? Maybe we'll give them a call and see how they're doing. Maybe go see the digs at the news station. Maybe we can do Mikoyim Cyberline Vietnamese. Think about that one. I got Vietnamese kids. Maybe they can do it. Otherwise, they're going to have to ramp me up pretty quick. So anyway, so a whole bunch of things going on. Netflix confirms that the ad-supported tier is going to be a reality. This past couple of days ago, the Corvette celebrated its 69th birthday. Talk about a little about that. NASA's introduced the 2022 class of flight directors and a plethora of things that we're just going to talk about and catch up on. One of the things that's caught my attention, and I'm still, believe it or not, a user because I always get the lecture every time I take my notebook in to be serviced. I still run on 8.1 on my notebook. Why? Well, it was my dad's notebook. He gave it to me before he died. The other thing is that 8.1 is stable and a lot of things I can use it with. And it's a dual core. I got 8 gigabytes in. I have to move it to 16 and jack up the hard drive. Got to tear the whole thing apart. Don't have time to get it to 10. So needless to say, 2023 is going to mark an end of 8.1. They're preparing to send out reminders to 8.1 users that support will end on January 10th of 2023. They'll start sending notifications to existing Windows 8.1 devices next month as a first reminder leading up to the January support cutoff. It's going to be similar to the ones Microsoft used in the past to remind Windows 7 users and several others as well. And of course, if you go down to Good Guys, which is a franchise thing that's near me, you will find that the guy who services my notebook has always given me the Microsoft lecture. My technical head wanted me to remind you that you're running Windows 8.1, and therefore you need to move to 10. And I keep reminding him, well, I'm running 8.1 because I don't feel like moving to 10. I've been doing this crap for 40 years, and I don't need your head tech telling me what to do. Sometimes it's like warfarin. They want you to wait for the guy to tell you everything about warfarin, but you've been using it for over 20 years. And they say, how long have you been using warfarin? And then you take your fingers and you tell them the year, and then they finally leave you alone. Well, that's the same way with my tech support guy over at Good Guys. I think we've come to a meeting of minds. By the way, the unit's back in the shop. I'll find out Wednesday, maybe Thursday, when I get it, if he's going to give me the 8.1 lecture. But anyway, if you're still using 8.1, that's where you're going to be. And I was concerned about 10 moving to 11 because I have the next book that I got a couple years ago. It's a 2-in-1. Got it for under $100, brand new, and it's running Windows 10. I haven't used it in 2 years. And then if those of you follow me on Charlie Jones's show doing the Tech Roundtable, I generally would send pictures out before we went on the air to Facebook of dead tech and various things that I would have just there for, you know, people to see on the desk. And one of them was the next book. And I got a lot of questions about it. And Charlie was so fascinated, he bought one too. And so mine had been down for 2 years. And I actually went out and started updating it. And I thought, oh, this thing, it's only 32 gigabytes on it. It's going to give me crap. It's going to say, oh, we can't load this. There's not enough room. It took to it like a duck to water. So I have a very updated deal for Windows 10. Now, I haven't had a chance to play with it much. I've got to do some things where I'm putting a stick on that I have that's a dual Wi-Fi because it only does 2.4. And I've got a multi-port hub for it I can plug in and be able to do 5G off of it. So I'm looking forward to experimenting a little more with it. I've really leaned on my notebook, and I got that one to do some basic stuff, but I haven't leaned on it as much, and maybe I should now with it being 10. I don't know. I don't think it's going to hit to 11, and on top of that, next book went out of business. They got bought out by somebody absorbed and never seen again, and that's sad because for what you got, it was really good, and you could even get ones that had 4G capability, slap a SIM into it from Verizon, go get a plan, where you get something like that in an Apple or anything else, it'd be like $400 up just for the privilege of being able to get, run up the towers. So anyway, that's what's going to happen to that. And they're going to need to, we're going to need to decide whether to upgrade the operating systems or buy a new PC. And it says most 8.1 machines won't even support Windows 11 due to the strict CPU requirements. And they'll not meet the hardware requirements for upgrading to Windows 11. Well, I don't want to upgrade to Windows 11. I'll probably get it to 10. But there's a lot of stuff that I have that they didn't move the drivers off of 7. And you can use the 7s with 8.1. And if you go to 10, well, you can't use those because they didn't put drivers out. And I was shocked because I actually got an update from Epson. I have an NX430 I've used for a long time. Probably about... got to be pushing 10 years now. But it had Windows 10 drivers, and I've used it. I got an update telling me that Windows 11 was available. I was rather shocked because that unit has been around for so long, I figured they wouldn't have done it with 11, but I guess it's a very popular unit. It's very easy to use. The scanner is one touch. It does it automatically. I have a Canon I got to fight with and do a little dance to get the Pixma to do the scanning and put it in a file properly. I don't have that problem with the Epson. Sadly, my Epsons are toast. The print head's gone. HPs used to be able to pop out a print head, put a new print head in, but my Epson, I can't do that. So I'm going to an HP because HP is doing some really good stuff right now. So there you go. All right. I give you the phone numbers, but it doesn't look like we have the phone up. And that's a sad because we've had the phones redone. Charlie and I were doing the shows this past week, and the sound quality is awesome. So I'll have to see if I can get the phones up, or worst case, we may have to forego them. Anyway, there you go. So give you some other things to think about. You can go to host2020 at cyber-line.com. You want to send me an email. You can also go to the Cyberline page, Cyberline, facebook.com/CyberlineNet, Tweety, Cyberline USA. And you can also go to the page, cyber-line.com, see where we're at, where we're going, everything else. So when we come back in a little bit, I want to talk to you about some things that are going on. And have you heard about a bill? There's a bill that's in some controversy. Here it's Senate Bill 2222, I think it is. I have to go back and look at it. But anyway, the Democrats are behind this. Yes, Senate Bill 2992. I knew it was close. S2992. Got a big, long name, you know, all wordy like they like to do. And they're wanting to put the screws to the tech giants. And a lot of them are like, yay! And a bunch of them are like, I don't think so, man. We got midterms in November. We don't want to piss anybody off. So it's rather contentious. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to McWilliam Cyberline, world's first politic talk show. McWilliam Cyberline with you. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The Jupiter 2 seems to be barking. Oh, thank you, computer, for screwing me up there. Maybe I should talk to the big boys upstairs. Like it'll do any good. Anyway, where was I? That's the alarm that tells me there's no audio. Don't know why. Oh, yeah, it is. Because I was testing the bumper. Because it didn't seem like it was working going out. So I was checking it going. It works fine going in now. But you had to put your mouth up and tell me, there is audio. There is audio. Shut up. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I digress. Anyway, what I was trying to tell you when all that was going on and Sparky over here opened its little mouth, you can go. I was going to give you the phone lines, but as I said, I don't seem to have access to them tonight. So, host2020@cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Then you got that thing, that Tweety, Cyberline USA. And you can also go to our website, cyber-line.com, where you get a whole bunch of information there. And there's also a link to our Spreaker feed, which you can get the shows and podcast and listen to them. And if you got the Spreaker apps on your devices, oh gosh, even better. Because now you can take them on the go and everywhere and be able to do that. Our media czarina, Amy Lynn, taking care of all that for you. And we will be in there. And this show, probably 24, 48 hours or less, will be there for your listening perusal as well. So, before I was rudely interrupted by said bucket of chips. That's right, I get testy when Bob's not here. Somebody wrote me that one day. Said, God, man, you're really testy when Bob's off. So, will you be testy too if you had around anything for yourself there, monkey? I'm just saying. So anyway, this whole deal with the Senate bill I was talking about, which is the Senate 2922, it's a bipartisan legislative effort to rein in the nation's largest tech companies, but it's facing fresh resistance from a fraction of Senate Democrats over complaints to measure and could threaten the chaos of holding their slim majority. So what is it about? Well, it's the American Innovation and Choice Online Act, Senate Bill 2992, has been led by Senators Amy Klobuchar, Democrat in Minnesota, Chuck Grassley, Republican in Iowa, and would basically ban tech firms like Amazon and Google from favoring their products over their competitors. For example, legislation would bar Amazon from promoting its own private label products over rival items on the e-commerce platform. The bill marks the most serious attempts at tightening oversight of the tech industry in years and passes the Senate Judiciary Committee with support from both parties earlier this year. Let's back up a minute, okay? I'm not real happy about the tech companies either. I get it. You get it, right? But think about this. Sears. Oh, probably not a good example, but I'm going to go with it anyway. Sears. What does Sears, Montgomery Ward's, and all of the major companies have? They have private label. You can walk into a Sears. What are you going to get? You got a choice between a Kenmore unit, was probably built by Whirlpool. Or you could turn around and buy Whirlpool or something else in the store. Everything used to be Kenmore, but nowadays they do both. Same way with Montgomery Ward's. You could get an Amana refrigerator, or you could get a cheaper one with the Montgomery Ward tag on it, probably built by Amana. And you've got private labels in grocery stores, Great Values in Walmart. Old Roy is in Sam's and Walmart. Was it Kirkland is over at Costco? But they still sell their brand along with Del Monte and everything else. You going to punish them? That's stupid. Wow. I should have taken this note. Anyway, I'm going to continue this when we get in because I'm mad about this thing. And you need to know about this. And you also need to know the Democrats are crapping their pants because they don't want to deal with this because they think you don't care. But the question is, do you? We'll be right back. William Cyberline with you. Host2020@cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/cyberlinenet. The ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. And of course, cyber-line.com. All the links you can get for our podcast, our live streaming, and everything else. Social media, Amy. Is Amy Lynn's doing that for you? Sorry, but the last break just rattled me. It was short. And then bucket of chips over there took a chunk of it while I was sitting there arguing with it. So I apologize, folks. Anyway, so as I was talking before, the American Innovation Choice Online Act, Senate Bill 2992, led by Senators Amy Klobuchar, Chuck Grassley, it'll ban major tech firms like Amazon, Google, favoring their products over competitors. And I gave you an example about Sears and others that do this. And in the days since, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has told Klobuchar he's going to hold a floor vote as early as next month. Several Democrat senators have privately expressed deep reservations about voting for the legislation, particularly with the midterm election looming. It's only a couple of months away, kids. In their conversation with Schumer and other Democrat officials, tech lobbyists have claimed the bill could harm popular products like Amazon Prime or Google Docs. And among vulnerable lawmakers, there's growing concern that sweeping legislation is too contentious for an election year and would eat up valuable time Democrats should instead be spending addressing voters' core concerns. So there's a Senate aide out there who was talked to, you know, off record. He says, we should be focused on items that will help consumers deal with the rising costs. And nobody can quite figure out why it would be a priority, and it's a pet project with little political payoff. Now, in a caucus-wide call held with Democrat chiefs of staff last week, Mark Goldberg, chief of staff to Senator Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, another Democrat, was among a handful of senior aides who raised objections. Five people familiar with the matter said they and others spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss off-the-record conversations. Now, Hassan is up for re-election in a highly competitive race this fall. Goldberg cited the tech antitrust bill as an example of a potentially controversial vote that senators shouldn't be forced to take just months out from the midterms. Now, his remarks sparked a tense back and forth with Klobuchar's chief of staff, Doug Kalaitis, who defended the bill and argued that the legislation would help, not hurt, re-election prospects for senators in swing states. Now, a poll released this week showed about 76% support for the American Innovative and Choice Online Act among a random sample of voters in Georgia, New Hampshire, Nevada, and Arizona. Several other recent polls have shown that voters are largely supportive of regulating tech companies, though they often do not prioritize this issue above concerns like inflation and job loss. So a few others on the other call, including the active chief of staff to Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat in Colorado who is also up for re-election this year, echoed concerns about Democrats' legislative agenda ahead of the midterms, though not all directly criticized the antitrust bill. Now, supporters of the legislation chalked up the last-minute anxiety from vulnerable Democrats to lobbying by the major tech companies, which have spent tens of millions of dollars campaigning against the bill. So Dan Gelden, who's the former chief of staff to Senator Elizabeth Warren, who has led the push to break up the largest tech companies, he says anytime a corporate accountability bill gathers steam, the concern trolling heats up and some members try to block a vote because they don't want to alienate powerful companies. But the idea that a popular bipartisan bill like this would hurt any of the re-elects doesn't pass a straight-faced test. The polling is incredibly clear on that. Representatives Klobuchar, Hassan, and Bennett declined to comment on the exchange of the off-the-record call. Now, Klobuchar's office late Wednesday night revealed a revised version of the bill intended to incorporate some of the concerns she had heard from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle. Behind-the-scenes consternation could jeopardize legislation's path to a floor vote, and with it, Democrats' long-running bid to bolster oversight of the handful of companies that dominate the tech industry. She's the chair of the Senate Judiciary Antitrust and Competition Subcommittee. Klobuchar spearheaded the party's efforts to limit big tech's powers for years, developing a sprawling package of reforms targeting alleged anti-competitive behavior by the industry's latest players. She's also worked closely with House Judiciary Antitrust Subcommittee Chair David Cilinelli, who's a Democrat in Rhode Island, seeking to carve out a pathway for passing legislation in both chambers. Now, both of them, they have an antitrust push. They've also won a vote of confidence from the Biden administration. Oh, my God. Which has pledged to intensify scrutiny of the tech giants and their competitive practices. Now, back in March, the Justice Department praised their legislation for its potential to have a positive effect on dynamism? D-Y-N-A-M-I-S-M? Who put that in there? Anyway, it's part of global markets. And Linda Kahn, President Joe Biden's Federal Trade Commission chair, helped write the House version and the American Innovation and Choice Online Act when she was a staffer of the Judiciary Committee. But Klobuchar and other Democrat supporters pushed to prioritize the bill in the midterms. They struggled to resolve serious fissures within the caucus about whether sweeping antitrust legislation is the best way to wrangle the powerful tech companies or the best use of the party's remaining time in the majority. Yeah, that's right. Hear that? remaining time in the majority. Does the Klobuchar bill reduce rising costs in the short term for consumers, one Senate aide said? No. So why would it be a focus between now and the election? Separately, several Democrats, including California Senators Alexa Padilla and Dianne Feinstein, really? I thought she was dead. When was the last time you seen Dianne Feinstein yakking on the floor? Hell, we had Roe v. Wade go to the States on Friday. Did you see Dianne Feinstein talking? Really? I think that's a lie. So anyway, they've raised concerns. Dianne supposedly has raised concerns about the bill's targeting of specific Silicon Valley companies such as Apple and Facebook's parent company, Meta. There's also lingering worries about the possible unintended consequences of such wide-ranging legislation read by the tech giants, who have warned it could create cybersecurity vulnerabilities. Now, a handful of Democrats have also privately complained that Klobuchar's office has been unresponsive to criticism about the legislation and that they've had difficulty convincing her staffers to discuss some of their suggested tweaks. There's been an open dialogue for months between co-sponsors of the bill. Offices about question of feedback of the bill, said one Democratic aide. Over the past year alone, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Meta have shelled out tens of millions of dollars in lobbying, spending, and advertising campaigns, arguing that the bill would harm national security and aggravate consumers who rely on products like Google Search and Amazon Prime. Klobuchar says, it's like the game of whack-a-mole. Earlier this year, she said this, every time I think I've got something done, some other lobbyist pops up. Well, let me tell you, I've heard these ads. There are actually groups, I forget the names, but if you have your Roku set up, or you're listening to streaming of, you know, anything, especially on TuneIn, iHeart, other places, there's some lobbying groups that have bought time on these stations, and you will hear them. And that's the first time I'd heard about this bill. I haven't seen anything about this bill in the news until I Googled it. I haven't seen anything on television, any kind of political ads, but boy, they are hot and heavy on the devices. So if you've got anything that you listen to on, you know, on your Echo or on your Google, whatever that thing is that's like it, then you'll probably hear it. And you also will hear it in some of the political shows if you listen to them. They've been hot and heavy advertising on Clay and Buck. They've been hot and heavy advertising on Mark Levin, which I've heard a lot of Mark Levin. And I've also heard them do some of the local talk shows. They've picked up time in some of the big number one stations in the market, like WBAP here and a few others across the country that I listen to, like WKBN in Youngstown and others. And they are on the path of putting this all together. Now, do they need to be reeled in? Yes. I think Section 230 is a good start. That, as you know, is everything has been talked about when it comes to freedom of speech on these platforms and being banned and shunned and everything. And that needs to change. Now, of course, my brother and talk show hosts, which are not tech people, meaning they don't have a tech show, have come and said, oh, well, you know, that's a corporation. That's a business. They can do whatever they want. And I'm like, okay. Then Roe v. Wade got passed Friday, and they're all up, you know, happy that abortion and everything has come to a halt and has gone to the States. I said, but wait a minute, guys, aren't they allowed to do their thing too? That's a talk show for another time, by the way. But I just love how these guys, you know, can just they go to the kitchen and they spout stuff, but at the same time, it's like, oh, but if it's over there, then all of a sudden it's sunshine and bunnies. Anyway, so. This is something that they're definitely going. Now, one of the things I heard in these ads, which has not been made here, they talk a lot about China. They claim that in these ads that are against the bill, that if the bill is passed, it will stifle competition. It will stifle the way the giant techs work. They won't be able to do the things that they did to make it easier for people to do stuff. And most of all, it will give China a competitive edge, because they don't play by those rules. And I was kind of surprised that they threw China out there. And I'm thinking, well, who are we dealing with China? We don't deal with a Facebook in China. I mean,
Is there a Chinese Facebook that's going to come in if this bill goes through and cripples Facebook, Meta, whatever the hell they're calling themselves this week? And the Chinese say, look, we got this here. We don't have to have these problems. Come give us your money. Google? They probably got a search engine. Amazon? Well, they got Alibaba and several other things that they could possibly run with. Might give them an upper advantage. And maybe one or two other things. But most of those are proprietary. I mean, TikTok. That's definitely a Chinese thing. And there's people trying to get it kicked off the platforms for both Apple and Android out of the stores because of the possible liabilities of security and everything else. I have friends who are on TikTok. I do not do TikTok. I've got the kids hitting me up saying, you should do TikTok. I am not doing TikTok. I am not giving my information to the Chinese government. And they just go on there, get all stupid and whatever, and not realizing, hey, your stuff's going to the Chinese government. It's one of the reasons why Huawei is not here anymore. And they're still trying to bust up. Biden has his way. Huawei will be back on the streets again. But you need to be concerned about this. You need to listen and Google Senate Bill 2992. You need to read up on it. Now, the way the Democrats are quaking in their pants, it probably won't make it into the play. Schumer will probably try to push it through. But as you can see, a lot of them don't want to do it. They are scared. Scared of what the lobbyists might do. Scared of what the Chinese might do. So it might not happen at all. And of course, they'll be out of the majority, hopefully, thankfully, and it won't come up again. But once they are out of the majority, we need to hit hot and heavy on the 230 section. That needs to be cleaned up. We need to be able to have free speech and make sure everybody's not being penalized for being in jail. If anything has been a crime in all of this, when I laugh at this because they're all upset about the tech oligarchs, you know, having all this control. Yet the Democrats are the ones who lie heavily on Facebook and Google and Twitter and others. Well, maybe not so much Twitter now that Elon's, you know, taking it over and making it into an actual company. But again, they have been doing the dirty work. They've been carrying the water for the Democrats. COVID comes out, wham, hit them, block them. Anything that they don't like, political or otherwise, that's the cutoff for free speech. The government can't do it. Government cannot, First Amendment, cannot bar free speech. But it doesn't mean they can't have a third party to do it for them. You know, I can't beat you up, but I can find a bigger guy and pay him to beat you up. And that's basically what they're doing with Facebook, Google, and others. So I find it laughable that they're trying to rein in and make you think, oh, the Democrats are going to save you from all of this stuff with Meta and everything. When in fact, they're using them to beat you up. Beat all of us up. Kick us in the groin, break our kneecaps, well, close. You know, twist our arms and say, don't you do it again, or you go to Facebook jail, and when you come back out and do it again, then I'm going to recap your knees and do it again. That's kind of how they work. So anyway, Senate Bill 2992, Google it, look it up. If you got questions about it, hit me up, host2020@cyber-line.com. I definitely want to hear your opinions on it. We'll talk about them on the show. And hopefully this will not go through, but something better will come along. That will. Oh, and by the way, if you think the Republicans are going to be any different, they're on the take too. All of them are on the take. Big time. All of them are bent. So I don't know what you're going to get out of the Republicans, but I'd sure as hell try to throw my javelin at them than let the Democrats decide, because they ain't working for you. Ain't working for anybody. They don't like your free speech. That's why you've been in Facebook jail all this time, Sonny Jim. So, I'll give you the phone numbers right now, but again, don't have them. So we're going to take a break. And I'll give you the rest of stuff afterwards. We got some stuff about the Corvette, got some space stuff. We got all kinds of stuff we're going to talk about tonight with little time we have left. And bucket of chips over there. Hopefully we'll stay silent for the next hour. You listen to Mick Williams Cyberline, the world's first Polytech show. We'll be right back.
Pickling with Sarah Lyon with you. Oh, host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and the ever-loving Tweety, Cyberline USA. Cyber-line.com, find out where we are everywhere. You know we're on in Ireland? Yeah, go figure. And we're on somewhere else. Another country. Amy told me about it, but it has escaped my mind. But anyway, you go to cyber-line.com and scroll down to the bottom. You will see all of the links that you'll be able to listen to us. And if you were listening to us on KBDT on TuneIn, of course, that link's not there anymore. But if you go down and you listen to the link for USA Radio, which is on Spreaker, and you can't miss it, it's in bold, well, not bold, it's in capital letters. And you click that on, and you get some commercials in front of it, and you'll be able to listen to it. And the rest of them will be, podcasts. Yeah, podcasts. Been a long day, guys. Bear with me. Video Bob's not with us tonight. He's enjoying the 4th of July weekend. And as I mentioned before, I was gone and didn't want to have four straight weeks of best of. So I came in to do it myself. Hope you are pleased in the fact. And what is the word? I hope that you're pleased and amazed by the fact that I am performing my own stunts tonight. That's what I was looking for. Anyway, so here you go. Oh, the App Store. Wow, I've been down so long, I got 43 things I have to go download. Oh, that's another thing. I was rather shocked. My Samsung, as you know, about 2 years ago, I bought one of the A71s. And I've always told you about the tiers of the phones. There's the first tier, second tier, and third tier. And you can get the second tier phones and get just about everything you get in a phone that's like over $1,000. But for half the price. So at that time, the S20, I think it was, or 21, Samsung was doing everything but brush your teeth and put the cat out. It was well over $1,000. Well, for half the price, you get a Samsung A71. They both have 5G. Camera's a little bit less than the S71, but this thing's been fantastic and does great. And it's been with me everywhere I go. Turns out there's an A72 that came out to replace the A71. So all of these have been really good to me and was able to do that. And normally, when you get a phone from a network that's not unlocked, they might throw you a bone on the update. You might get updated to the next version of Android. Yeah, you get all the security patches and crap, and that's it. Well, I'm on, I think when I bought it, was it Android 10? I'm on Android 10. And that was good because I couldn't do anything with the previous Android because they moved up and said, you know, if you want to do this, you got to get a new phone with better software to look at your stocks and stuff. So sucks to be you, stock boy. And that's one of the reasons why I got the A71, more, got the dual band, you know, more memory, all the goodies. Got a 512 gigabyte card sitting in there. Terabytes have come down, by the way. Have you seen them? Thinking about getting an upgrade. But anyway, I got a thing that they're telling me that I got a massive software update and it's going to put in Android 12. I was shocked. I didn't think I would get Android 12. I thought they'd screw me over and say, well, dude, if you want 12, you got to go buy a new phone. Hey, that 72 is looking good about now. And so I've got to sit down. This thing has got a bunch of stuff in it. And I've got to clear my stuff down and do that. And I'll have room, put it on AC, put it on Wi-Fi. Boom, I'm Android 12. I'm going to have to run up on Android 12 because I don't know if everybody's screaming about Android 12 in the Reddit and stuff. But I'm just shocked because they had a thing that Samsung guaranteed that you would get in the lifetime of your device, up to two software updates. So I think this is my first one, and then I should get one more. So I've been an HTC guy all these years, and this is the one thing I've actually liked. They've actually said what they did, where AT&T and T-Mobile and others have screwed me over the years, saying, nope, that's what you get. Buy a new phone. I'm 15 on my iPad. Finally, after all of the screaming and
flying of hair calm down. So they will do that. So anyway, we're going to come back here in just a little bit. And meantime, while we're doing that, a little local national news around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite podcast. It's Mick Williams Cyberline on this thing here.